Good morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, broadcasting live from the Montevideo Veterans Home here today. Big events happening, and we're going to do a number of remotes throughout the morning here. And a brand new Veterans Home here opened up, and they had their first resident just walk through the door moments ago, Bill Ohm. And we'll talk with Bill here in a little bit, but we want to visit with Marv Garvey and Cindy Wilkins. Cindy's the public affairs.
Volunteer coordinator.
Marv, what's your title?
I guess I've always, over all the years, I've been ad hoc chairman of our committee that kept pushing for the Veterans Home.
Yep.
And I guess we kept everything organized and gather people for our meetings and go down to testify all the years. And
it's an exciting day, isn't it, Cindy?
Yes, it is. It's very, very exciting to have Bill come in today.
Yep. You're going to have a number of residents throughout the next couple of weeks move into Veterans Home.
By the end of the week, we should have about 10 residents moved in. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have approximately about 3 individuals moving in each of those days. So.
Awesome. So. Marv, we're going to back up here, I don't know, 10 years ago? How did this all start to get the Veterans Home here in Montevideo?
Well, back in 1970, a few of the veterans, we'd start talking about it would be nice to have a Veterans Home. And that's when it really started. And then we got members from the Department of Veterans Affairs came out and met with us. We met in the Chippewa County Courthouse in the anteroom there, filled out an application. Senator Kubley supported it. And we went down that winter to testify, and we thought, heck, we got this thing in the bag.
Yeah.
And then the road trip started, going down many times every year to go testify, supporting it. Other people jump in, want to get the home. They thought, oh, it was a great idea if we had it in our community. But it was a constant battle, and finally, we were successful.
You got it built, and it's up and running. And you got
right.
Cindy. You got the staff here and everything.
Yes. We have 70 staff currently on board.
Okay, yeah, and I met a few of them already, and we'll talk with Ashley Borman here, the administrator here, in a little bit too. A lot of connections with the Madison area.
Yes, a lot of connections with the Madison and the Appleton and Dawson area, so it's pretty great.
Cindy, what's your job responsibilities here then?
So I guess I'm kind of want to say I'm the face of the Veterans Home, so I go out and I talk at different service organizations. You know, I've helped organize events of the radio coming in or the newspaper coming in. I go out and work with the service organizations getting donations, and then I also work on volunteers. So I have not geared up the volunteer program quite yet, just as we're trying to get our residents in and trying to get our staff to get acquainted with their duties before we bring in some volunteers. But we've had a great response of people wanting to volunteer.
I could get both of your thoughts here. When Bill and his family walked through the door, first time, there's a big crowd here waiting for him and applauding. What are your feelings then, Marv, when you saw that?
Well, I still got to pinch myself that it happened.
Yep.
And such a fantastic facility, and it all the hard work paid off. But in the back of my mind, I think about all the veterans that supported us, went down on the bus with us when we were there testifying, that passed away and didn't have an opportunity to see the facility.
Right.
That's the one that...
Yeah. But they know.
Yeah.
It's here.
Right. I'm sure they're watching us right now.
That's right. And you're in the service, Marv. You were in the service, Marv. Tell us a little bit about your service.
I served 37 and a half years in the Minnesota Army National Guard.
Oh, thank you.
I worked most of my time here. In the last 8 years, I worked at St. Paul at Division Headquarters.
Oh, okay.
We worked in the downtown armory there by the Cedar Street Armory right next to the Capitol, and then we built a new one out at Rosemont, Minnesota. In fact, I was involved in the construction of that.
Oh, so you have experience, right?
Right,
huh?
Yep.
You know, just moments ago, you and Bill kind of gave a little speech here, and you brought some postcards or some placards that you carried. Well, tell us that story. That was cool.
Well, we go down there and testify, you know, and you're a bunch of people, and nobody really, what are they for? Sure, we had our Legion caps on, VFW caps on, and figured, well, we're going to make ourselves visible, so made up placards that said, Chippewa County supports the Veterans Home, Montevideo supports the Veterans Home. We had numerous like that, would hold them up. Then we started to get recognition. They knew what was here for.
What you're there for.
That's right, yep.
And some of the reps and state senators helped you along the way?
Absolutely. I guess the key ones, it started with Senator Kubley supported it, and I was just thinking of something that he passed away, but his wife, Pat, sent me a note, and she said, the senator said, Marv, never give up.
Mm.
And I guess
you never gave up.
Stuck there. And then Representative Conan, later a senator, he was supporting it. And then as we went down the road, it was Representative Miller and Senator Lang.
Right.
And I pushed it over to the winning side. Representative Erdahl, all the years on the bonding committee, he always served us, supported us. And there was a lot of senators and representatives throughout the state that supported us, but you just didn't have quite enough oomph to get it over the finish line.
Yep. And sadly, there's not a lot of veterans home in other states. No. Minnesota has how many?
Well, let's see. This will be eight.
Eight now. That's pretty. That's more than other states, you think?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's just unbelievable. We got three at one time. They just shake their head about that.
What were the other two?
The other one, Bemidji and Preston.
Okay. And so, yeah, this wonderful facility here in Montevideo. Got the tour here. Virgil Emmert,
he's our executive chef.
Okay, I was thinking that's wanted to give him a proper title.
He has a lot
there.
Of talent, and he is an executive chef, so we are very lucky to have him here.
That's right. What's going on the rest of the day then, Cindy? Welcoming other residents?
Yes. So okay. We do have a couple more residents that will be coming in later on this afternoon. Throughout the day, I believe at 12:30, and again at around 1 o'clock, we have two other individuals moving in. So it's a very exciting day, a moment we've been waiting for. So.
Yeah, I noticed Bill's family's with them.
Right.
He didn't have to come far. He's actually living.
No, he just lived down here a couple blocks.
I saw the Chippewa wing. Talk about the different wings here too, Cindy.
Okay, so we do have the Chippewa and Lacaparla.
And how many rooms are there?
18. There's 18 rooms in each of the units.
Okay.
And there's four different households. So we have the Chippewa and the Lacaparla are down over here on the west
side.
Those
are different wings.
And then over on the east side of the building is Yellow Medicine and Swift Counties.
Okay. Wonderful. And 72 residents. That's wonderful, isn't it, Marv?
That's right. And going back a little bit on naming the wings, those were the counties that contributed money towards the Veterans Home.
Okay.
You know, we're kind of thinking, what should we name them? Well, what better than to recognize the counties that supported the facility?
The facility, yeah. And I know the community room we're in
is the Williams room. Yeah.
The Williams, Stephen J. Williams room. So,
yep.
And then just to put in there that you do not have to be from that county to live in there. That is my number one question I get from people. Do I have to be from Chippewa County to live there?
No,
you can live in any county you want to. So.
All right. Yeah, I just was in the Chippewa County room wing and the Lacaparla wing. I haven't got to the others yet.
Yeah.
And each wing's the same?
Yes,
layout
it's
stuff?
The same layout, okay. And then we also have a full therapy room, and then we have our town center that we do. We have a barber that will be coming in.
And I walk by the dentist room.
Yes.
Right.
So we will be having a dentist come in also, and we are equipped with the chair and the lifts and the ceilings.
Yep.
So it's just kind of a nice, it's a nice thing to have, is because not many people like to go to a dentist, and now we don't have to transport them out in the cold.
Right, that's the biggest thing, not to transport.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You don't have to transport everybody.
Yep.
All right. Marv, what do you like best about the Montevideo Veterans Home here?
I like it all. And then the next thing is the staff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're the ones that make the facility work. You can have all the facilities in the world, but if you haven't got the staff, it isn't going to work.
They're not going to work.
And I think they're fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you for all your work that you've done with this, Marv, over the years.
There was a lot of people involved.
A lot of people involved to have this happen.
Right.
And Cindy?
Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, if anybody would like to have a tour, they can just get a hold of us, Cindy Wilkins at the Veterans Home, and I would love to give them a tour.
Maybe tell our listeners where you're located at, roughly.
2190 Williams Avenue. So we are on I'm not familiar with Montevideo,
right.
So we are on the
southeast
corner.
Right down from the high school, actually.
Yes.
Yep. That's what I tell people, by the high school. Right. If you know where the high school and the middle school is, the Veterans Home's right there. So one other thing I wanted to add, Hutchinson VFW, last year, they donated $10,000 to all 8 Veterans Homes.
Oh, wow.
And they have done it again this year.
They did that again. Yes, that was great.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of donations coming in.
That's right.
Yep.
The community, the area has just been fantastic.
That's right. And you still can donate?
Yes. Right. Yes, people can donate.
Yep.
So.
They always use the money.
We currently just put that out there is that we are not accepting used donations at this time.
Okay.
We prefer to have new items, but if anybody had any questions about donations, they can certainly reach out to me.
Okay. Marv, thank you.
Yep.
And
thank
Cindy, thank you.
Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us, Cindy.
Yeah,
appreciate
awesome.
That.
It's an exciting day.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day here, isn't it, Marv?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to continue our remotes here from the Montevideo Veterans Home throughout the day. We're going to be visiting with Bill. Bill Holman?
Yes.
He's our first resident that has moved in here. We're going to visit with Bill and talk about his service and stuff like that, too, and other people as well. So with that, we'll send it back to you at the studio.